Today's Shir Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the last line, Amar Yirmiya. As a word of introduction to today's Shir, the Torah HaKadosh speaks about two types of Shvuas where somebody could have made a false Shvuah. One is a Shvuas Bitui, that somebody just said a Shvuah which is not true. And the halacha is that if somebody makes such a shvuah, he has to bring a carbon chattas, which is not only a carbon chattas, it's a unique type of carbon chattas, a carbon oil of yoyrid, that depending on the person's financial situation, that will be the carbon that he will have to bring. And then, as we learned extensively in Masechta Bava Kamma, there's a shvuah sasham gzeilus, where somebody swore falsely that he didn't owe money when he really did owe somebody money, and he admits that he lied. The halacha is that he has to pay back Karen for what he, the principal. He has to add a chaimish, and on top of that, he has to bring a carbon asham. So we begin today, Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, with Rabbi Yirmiyah teaching us, Pamim, in certain situations that we have been discussing, where you have somebody who leased something, and then somebody borrowed it. At certain situations, both of them will be chayiv achatos. You'll have situations where pamim shishneim asham. Certain situations that both be chayiv a carbon asham, and pamim shesoicha bechatos. Sometimes the renter will be chayiv to bring a carbon chatos v'shoyel, and the person who borrowed it will have to bring a carbon asham. And sometimes pamim shasoicha ba'asham, and sometimes it's the renter who will bring the carbon asham, and the shoyl will bring the carbon chatas. And the Gemara goes through each one of these situations. First case, haketzad. The first case is where we said that what b'kfiras moment, as we said in our introductory remarks, that whenever the shvuah involved denying money that is really owed, the halacha is that you bring a carbon asham. Bitus v'sayim, when the shvuah involves not denying money that's owed, you bring a carbon chatas. So now explains the Gemara. Pamim shneim chatas. Some the Gemara explains the halacha we began to share with. Pamim shneim b'chatas. Sometimes they will both have to bring a carbon chatas. What's the case? Kigoin shemesa kadarka. The animal died a natural death. Vamru, and both of them said that nensa, the animal was stolen by listem mezuyim. And the soicher is saying that because a soicher will be potter if there was listem mezuyim. As we often discuss in our shiurim, a listem mezuyim is considered a oinus. The shoyl, As the shoyl who's chayv anitzim, still has to make a shvuah she'en abakadna b'rishusai. Now, when he swears that, as we learned, Rav Huna taught us in our previous shiurim. But now hasoicha ben kach miftah potter. If he would have said the truth that an animal died a natural death, or whether he would have sworn that there was an oinus. Under both situations, a soicher is potter. So this shvuah is a shvuah that doesn't have anything to do with having to have to pay money. As we said, therefore, he'll bring chayiv only a carbon chatas. The shoyl, the ben kach chiyuve, whether it was mesa kedarka or whether it was listem mezuyin, both of them are examples of an oinus, but a shoyl is obligated to pay by an oinus, and therefore, his shvuah has no relevance. His shvuah has no relevance vis-a-vis his being chayiv. And therefore, since his shvuah has no relevance being chayiv and not being chayiv, he'll be obligated to pay anyway, so he has to bring karm chattis. Next example is pam shneim b'ashem. Sometimes both of them, for their shvuah, for their full shvuah, will have to bring a karm ashem. Kigon shenignava, the animal was stolen. Vamra meis amachs melacha. And they both swore falsely that what happened was that it died during its work. Now, the halach is that both a soicher and a shoyl are potter a potter from Mesim Achim Salacha. But that's not what happened. What happened was that there was a Geneva. And the Halacha is that both a Soicher and a Shoyl are Chayef for Geneva. So by them swearing that it was Mesim Achim Salacha, they wanted to get off the hook from having to have to pay. The Tavayu Kokafra Mamayna. They both are trying to avoid paying what they have to pay because they really are mechayiv. The halacha is both a, as we said, that both a soich and a shoyl do pay if there was a geneva, and they are attempting to cut patra nafshayu to get themselves off the hook with the shvua, and therefore it's a shvua that's trying to avoid payment that you bring a karban asham. The next example was that the soicher would have to bring a karban chatos and the shoyl would bring an asham. Kigain Shemesa Kadarka, it died a natural death. And both of them said, Mesa Machmas Malacha, it died Machmas Malacha. So the Soicher is whatever claim he would have said, whether he says Mesa Kadarka or whether he says that it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, he'll be potter. So the Shvua that he made does not make a difference. He wouldn't have had to pay, so he only brings a Karmachatis. Chaya b'chatas. Shoyl, the shoyl, if it was mesa kedarka, is chayiv. If it was, and that's what he swore, and he said that if it's mesa machmas malacha, he'd be chayiv. But in order to get himself exempt from having to pay, caught the pata nafshei, he tried to get himself off the hook by saying mesa machmas malacha. So that's a case where he's using the shvua to try to get exempt from having to pay. That's why he's chayiv and oshem. The next case we learned was the soicher ba'oshem v'shoyl b'chatas. It's a case where kigon shenignavo, the animal was stolen. V'omru, and they both said mesa kedarka. Soicher, the mechay b'gneva veda, as the halach is that a soicher is chayiv v'gneva veda, and he's trying to exempt himself by saying that it was mesa kedarka, that it was an oinus. So it's a shvua that's trying to get him out of paying, for which you bring an oshem. The shoyl is chayiv whether it was Geneva or whether it was Mesa Kadarka. So by him saying that it was Mesa Kadarka, even though it was Geneva, it doesn't change that he's going to have to pay. The Benkach Chayuv and Mechayiv, under both circumstances, he would still have to pay. That's why it's Chayiv Chatas. So ask the Gemara, my Kamashmon, what has Rabbi Yirmiyah taught us? The Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, teaches us that a shvua, and we said this as an introductory remarks to our shir, a shvua that would exempt you from having to have to pay is a shvua for which you have to bring a carbon asham. A shvua that doesn't make a difference, you bring a carbon chattis. So yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah has given us a number of examples, but all of those examples are just applying that fundamental din. Answers the Gemara Lefuka de Rav Ami. Rav Yirmi was trying to teach us that we don't follow the opinion of Ami. Dama koshvu shadai mashbinoi soy ein chayoven olam shumah shvuas pitui. That if a bezdin is the one that made you swear, that can't be considered a shvuas pitui because the pasuk in that parasha of shvuas pitui says a nefesh kishishav levate b'svasayim kishishav v'matzmai. So the only time it could be a shvuas pitui according to Rav Ami for which you would have to bring a karma chatos, is where it's a shvua that you made on your own, not a shvua that was imposed on you by Bezdin. Kamashmon, so Rav Yirmiyah tells us that even a Bezdin, even if it's a shvua that was imposed by Bezdin, as is the cases of a soicher and a shayl, because we don't follow the opinion, the like Rav Ami. Itmar teaches us the Gemara Shoymer Shemassel Shoymer. So Gemara begins now a very fundamental discussion. If I was asked to be a shomer of something, and I gave it over to a different shomer, and now something happened, Rav Amar Potter, the first shomer is Potter, Rav Yochan Amar, and Rav Yochan says that Yechayiv. So we have here a fundamental machlokes about the case. What's the halacha? Amar Abaya, Tamei the Rav, Loi Mebaya Shemechinim Shemasul Shemech Socher. Rav says his opinion, says Abaya, not only in a situation where the first Shomer was a Shomer Chinam and the second Shomer is a Shomer Socher, that certainly that is fine, because what has he done? Daluya aleya l'shmirasai. He actually has raised the level of shmira, because we know that a shaymas sachar has much higher level of liability and responsibility than a shaymas chinam. Ela feel a shaymas sachar shemasul shaymas chinam. Even if it's a case where the shaymas sachar gave it to shaymas chinam. So what has happened is the gerui gair l'shmirasai. You've downgraded the shmira because the shaymas chinam's level of responsibility and liability is less. Still, he's potter. My tama, because the muscle bendas, he gave it to a bendas. The fact that he is or isn't the same type of shomer is immaterial. And then continues Abaya. Ula tamed Rabbi Yochanan, loy mibay shem sacha shem muscle shem chinam. That certainly Rabbi Yochanan will say that the first shomer is chayiv. The gerui gari l'shmirasa, he downgraded it from being a shem, from a shmir of a shem sacher to the shmir of a shem chinam. Ella, feel a shem chinam shemasa l'shem sacher, which you upgraded the shmira, the luya l'shmirasa chayiv. Why? Because the person who's the owner of the object could say the amalei, he could always say to the first shemir, ein ritzayni sheyeh b'gdani b'yadacher. I chose you to be the shemir. I didn't choose somebody else to be the shemir. So the Rishonim tried to understand the opinion of Rav when he says shomer shemus l'shomer potter. What does that mean? Does that mean that the shomer chinam is completely out of the picture? And if there'll be a situation that for whatever reason the shomer sacher, the second shomer, even though Rav says shomer shemus l'shomer is chayiv, but if there's going to be a situation where the second shomer can't fulfill his obligation, then the first shomer becomes responsible? Or is the first shomer completely out of the picture? The Rajba, the Ramban, and Ritva say that the first shomer is completely out of the picture. And therefore, if for some reason the shomer shenem, the second shomer, cannot fulfill what he has to do, there's no recourse back to the first shomer. The Rashi seems to disagree. And I saw that the machloikis of these Rishonim, Rav Chaim Brisker say that the machloikis is, how do we understand Rav's opinion? Do we say that when he gives it to the second Shomer, he's mesalik himself? He's completely removing himself from this picture? Or what he's doing is that he's not removing himself. He's just extending his involvement. And therefore, since he's only extending his involvement, if there won't be an option, then the halacha will be that he'll still be involved. Tosfos also makes a very important point, that even though we're learning and we'll continue to learn, the Rav's opinion is that shomer shemasul shomer. If one shomer gives it over to another shomer, it's potter. Rav doesn't mean to say that this is something that may be done l'chatchila. Rav concurs that if I was asked to watch something, I don't really have a right to ask somebody else to take over. The entire discussion here is where that's what he did, but not that that's really what is allowed to be done. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Hadu Rav, this halacha that we're learning, the Rav holds that Shomer Shemasa Shomer is Potter, La Beferish Itmar, wasn't stated explicitly. Ela Mechlola. We only learned it by inferring something from Rav. Because the Gemara tells us there was a situation that Huganoi, they were gardeners, the Koyoim have a Mifkadim Marayu Gabi the Hisafta. Every day they would leave their tools at a certain woman's home. Yoim Echad, Afkadir Lagaba Chad Benai. One day they left it not at that woman's home, but one of the workers was entrusted to watch the tools. Shama Kalaki Hula Nafak Vazel. And then he heard that there was a wedding. And he wanted to attend the wedding. But he didn't want to leave the tools unattended. So what happened was, Afkadina Lagaba de Hisafta, he left it by that woman where it was normally left. Ada Ozel Vasop, while he was attending the wedding, and he left it with this woman, Ignav Marayu, the tools were stolen. Osla Kameh de Rav. So this question was coming to Rav, and it was a situation that they were both that she was a shaymechinam, and Patre, he said she's a shaymechinam, she's not chaya for geneva. Mandachaza, somebody who saw what happened here, Sover was under the impression because Rav's opinion is shaym l'shaym mussel l'shaymer is potter. But says the Gemara v'loihi, that is not exactly reason, that wasn't the basis of Rav's opinion in that situation. Shani Hassam, that was not your normal situation of shaymer shemussel l'shaymer. The koyim nami inhu negufayu gabedei hisaf damim afkedelu. Every day they would live it by her. So because they had, how did Rabbi Yochanan explain why is Shomer Shemassel Shomer Potter? That they, because it's who says, the owner says, I trusted you, I didn't trust this other person. But that can't be said over here, because in this case, clearly it was a person that was always trusted. Since it's a person that's always trusted, he can't say, well, I don't trust this person. Says the Gemara, Yosef Ravami Kamal HaShmatza. Ravami was sitting and teaching this halacha of Shomer Shemassel Shomer. And they say, Rav Abba Mamamala Rav Ami, from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Asarcha Par Mechaveroi. If somebody rented a cow for Shilalach, and then he lends that cow to someone else, or Mesa Kadarka, and then the animal died, the halacha we learned in the Mishnah, Tanakama said, is Yishav Asarcha Shemesa Kadarka. The renter should swear that it died naturally. The shayil, and then he's potter because it's an oinus. But the shayil is chay for oinus, and he'll pay the shaycha. But v'misa, asked the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, why can't the owner of this cow say, lemalei, and ritzayni shayim b'gdani b'acher? I never agreed that it should be given to someone else. Amalei, so Rav Asi said, hachem v'ayiskinen, b'shenosnu, Habal Mishus Lashal. The renter was given express permission that he can lend it to anyone he wants. Says the Marayachi, if that's the case, so why is it not considered as if this person who is the shoyul directly borrowed it from the owner? And therefore the Rabbanit should hold that Labalabai Shlume, that the value of the animal should be paid to the owner, not to the Seicher. Because, says the Gemara, Damalei, because the owner said to the Seicher, Ladatcha, you could lend it, but you're the one that's in control. And since you're the one in the control, that's why the Rabbanim say that if it dies while it's by the Shomer, by the Shoyel, they pay the Seicher. The Sefer Midrash Shmuel explains that the Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos says, Moshe Kibal Torah B'Sinai, or Masra U'Yeshua. Why, he asks the Medrash Shmuel, does the Mishnah use the word Masar, not Nosan? So he explains that there's a difference between the word Nosan and Masar. Nosan means it's a gift. When I give a gift, I'm giving it away completely from me to the person to whom I'm giving a gift. Masira is not that I'm excluding myself. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, that I received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Kibal Torah Mesinai, and I entrusted Yeshua and the future generations to watch that, to receive that Torah, but they're only Shomrim, Masra. It's not that I gave it away, and I still remain involved, and they also can only use the Torah in the proper way. The Tshuva Sarajba says, that why does Rabbi Yochanan asks, what is Shomer L'Masel Shomer Chayiv? Why can't we apply the concept of Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai? So the person who the Shomer, who gave over this object to somebody else, or whatever, the cow that we're talking about, why can't we just apply here the concept of Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai? And the Rashba, because of that question, teaches us that the definition of Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai does not mean that my shliach is exactly me. The Torah tells us there's a halacha that there is a concept of shlichus, but the concept of shlichus does not mean to teach us that the mishaleach and the shliach are one. Masrav Rav Bachamas. Rav Bachamas asks another question on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. From the Mishnah, we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us, Hamafka Maras Etzel Chaveroi, if somebody leaves money by someone else, Tsoron Vavshilon Lechudroi, Vachairev, that, and he put the money on his back, so it's easy to be stolen, Masoi Lebenoi Ubita Ketanim, where he gave it to his young children, the noble Fneim, Shloik Roibari, and he closed the home, the door, but not in a proper way, Chayev. Why? He didn't do his job properly. But what do we see from here? Because he gave it over to Ketanim, who are not to be trusted or can't be trusted that they'll properly watch this object. Clearly, the Mishnah is teaching us, if he would have given to his children who are adults, Potter. But why? According to the logic that Rabbi Yochanan has now applied, namely, why can't the owner say, I asked you to be a shomer, not your children. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kala Mafkid, when you ask somebody to watch something on your behalf, Kala Mafkid, Adas Ishtoi Barafu Mafkid. The assumption is that it's not just you, your family is going to help you. And therefore, it's not considered, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a situation of shomer, maaser l'shomer. Amna ha'doi, deka nami, I'll prove to you that that's the right way to learn. The Tanya, the Bryce, the Mishnah that we just quoted said, "I masron lebnoi ubita ek tanim chayev." What was the diik? Ha lebnoi ubita ek gedolim yubi potter. Why? Because they're your children who are gedolim. What would be if you gave it over to a chayrim, but they're not your children? There says the Gemara, loishno. It doesn't make a difference if they're adults or children. You would be chayiv, because that would be considered a situation of shomer shemasul shomer is chayiv. Because if the halacha is that shomer shemasul shomer is potter, so the Mishnah shouldn't have been focusing on that, the fact they are or aren't your children. MK, listen to Ketani Stama. You should have just said Ketanim, that by Ketanim, since you didn't watch this properly, you'll be chayiv. Abigdoilim, you'll be potter. Shmami no. So from here we see that indeed, shomer shemasul shomer is chayiv. Adult family members, when I ask somebody to watch something for me, it's understood that it's not me, my whole family is going to be involved. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Hilchos shomer shemasul shomer chayiv. And he continues, loim mi bayi shomer socha shemasul shomer chinam. The Gerui Garil Shemasa, where you downgraded the Shemira. Ela Fila Shemachinim Shemasa, Shema Sacher is Chayiv. My Tama Damalei, because you could always say, as we've been learning, part of what a Shvua has to do, a Shemir has to do, is make a Shvua. And he could say, At Mahamtali Bishvua, Heich Lem Hemli Bishvua. You, I trust that if something happens and the halacha will require a Shvua, you, I trust, will be honest. This other person, I don't know, and I don't trust. And the Ritva makes a very interesting observation. Ritva says the Gemara actually used different wording now. Till now, the Gemara, in explaining Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, has been saying, you, I appointed for a Shomer. The other individual, I did not appoint for a Shomer. Now the Gemara is saying a different word. You, I trust with a Shvua. Him, I don't trust with a Shvua. What is the nafkamina between the two versions of the Gemara, says the Ritva? The nafkamina will be in a case where a Shvua is not required. So, according to the version that we've been learning till now, it doesn't make a difference. The owner says, you, I trust. Him, I don't know. I don't trust. Now it's a word of a Shvua. So if there's no Shvua required, if there's no shvur required, then the halacha will be that he maybe can give it to another shomer. So now we've learned that when somebody is appointed a shomer, it's understood that his wife and children, adult children, are included. So what's going to be if somebody is a shomer and he gave over the responsibility of watching it to his wife, and his wife was negligent? We know that by Pshia you're always chayiv. Is that going to be the din that the shomer, who wasn't negligent, it was his wife who was negligent, will have to pay? Tosfos says that yes, The part of what we're learning here is that it's expected that your wife is part of it being a shomer, and therefore if she's poshea, you'll be chayiv. The Ramban disagrees that the second shomer completely replaces the first shomer, and therefore the first shomer will not be held responsible. It's interesting that there seems to be a stira in the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah says that a Gemara that we learned a few moments ago, that if somebody is a shomer and he gives it over to somebody else who is always trusted as a shomer, the incident that we learned about that woman, says the Ramah that if there's a pshia, the first shomer is obligated to pay, like Tosfos. Regarding a family member that we just learned, the Ramah says that they were pshia. There the Ramah says that the shomer would not be held responsible. So how do we reconcile? So the Mishnah Melech explains that there's a difference between a shomer entrusting a family member with the Bikadon and versus entrusting a person who's always accepted to be a shomer. He says as follows. When somebody asks a shomer to watch something, he anticipates that the wife of the shomer watching the Bikadon will also be watching it. Because that's what's common practice, that I live together with my wife. If I'm watching something, my wife watches it. And therefore, it's considered as if the owner expressly authorized the wife to act as a shomer. So therefore, the wife, if something happens, the wife is now in the place of the shomer. And therefore, if something happens while she's watching it, only she is responsible. On the other hand, when a shomer transfers the bekadon to someone else, that's not something that the owner anticipates. Although it's not considered that he did anything wrong, as the Gemara said a few moments ago, because he always leaves it with that person, it still doesn't mean that that second person was appointed as a shomer. And since it doesn't mean that second person was appointed as the shomer, so therefore explains the Mishnah Melech, the Ramah says that the first person would be still responsible. The Chochma Shleima says, as we pointed out, the Gemara said shomer shemos l'shomer is chayiv, because the Gemara says the Amar lei at mehemtah li b'shvua, you I trust, eich the second person loy mehemtah li b'shvua. So says the Chochma Shleima, if that's not the case, if the case actually is a situation where he does trust the second person, and the truth is the truth, he maybe doesn't say it expressly, but that's what is the fact. So then the halacha will be that he, even though Rabbi Yochanan normally says shomer shemos l'shomer it's chayiv, here it wouldn't be chayiv. There's another interesting question. Here we just finished learning that the wife, it's understood that when you ask somebody to watch something, the wife is included. What about if you have somebody working in your home? You have a worker in your home. Are they included just like the wife is included in itself understood, or that the wife is included, or is also all the people that work in my home also included? It's interesting, Shaila, and the Paiskim seem to say that there's a difference between a Shema Chinam and a Shema Socher. If I'm a Shema Chinam, so it's understood that my wife and all the people that work and live in my home are included as Shomerim. A Shema Socher, where I'm getting paid to be the Shomer, so as we keep on repeating in our Shir, there's a higher level of responsibility. Included in that higher level of responsibility is that I have to be watching it and not rely on somebody else. The Pasuk says that when Avram Avinu sent Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, so the Pasuk says, V'yom Avram al-Avdoi Zakan Beisoi, Hamoshe B'kol Asholoi. And the Kli Yoker asks, why does the Pasuk have to give this description of Eliezer Zakan Beisoi, Hamoshe B'kol Asholoi? So The Das Sofer quotes the Panim Yafis that how that Yitzchak appointed Avram Avinu to find him a wife, to be a shliach to find him a wife. But now the question is, how could Avram have asked Eliezer to do this? Isn't that a case? A shliach she mosel a shliach. And the halacha is that if I ask you to be a shliach to find me a wife, you can't transfer that responsibility to someone else. Says the Das Sofer that what the pasuk is saying, Eved Avram Avaychi, I am an Eved of Avram, and maybe based on what we just said, an Eved in the home is considered an extension of the owner. And just when I give something to the owner, it's understood that the Eved is included. And therefore, Eliezer could be a shliach. Moreover, explains the Das Sofer, when is there a problem where a shliach gives over the shlichus to somebody else by kedushin it won't work? If it's expected that the second shliach will be using his own money. But if the person is using the original money, then there's not a person. And what happened here was that we're learning that a family member is all considered one. So Eliezer said, So Eliezer was saying, I am a family member of Avram. And just like we're learning in our Gemara, that even if we're going to say Shem, as Rabbi Yochanan has been teaching us, that Shem is Shemosel, Shem is Chayiv, but not by family members. They're included because, as we explained, the owner of the object that gave it to the Shemer anticipates that I'm going to rely on my family. And that's why Eliezer could be, Avram Avinu could have appointed Eliezer to do the job that Yitzchak asked him to do to find him a wife. Itmar Poshabob. If an animal was given to a shomer and he didn't, and he was negligent, and it went out to the agam, and then it died in a natural death. And Rabbi Mishmei the Rava Amapater. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Abai Mishmei the Rava Amachayev, he first makes a very sharp comment. Any dayan that wouldn't paskin this way, lavdayana, who is not a capable dayan. Certainly according to the opinion that we're going to learn in Daf Mem Gimel, where you have a situation of Shtichlos B'Pshiyah V'Soifah B'Anas Chayiv D'Chayiv. So here too, it was started off as a Pshiyah by letting the animal wander in the Agam. Elo Filaman D'Omer Potter, that Shtichlos B'Pshiyah V'Soifah B'Anas Chayiv, Hochem Maitama, because here we could say that Amrinan Havla the Agma Katle, that the fact that it was by the Agam is contributed to its death. The ear at the agam is what killed it. So now we have an interesting machloikus rishonim. So is it only in a case like we're learning now, where it was the havla the agma, and there's no question that the ear at the agam is very bad, and that could have affected the animal, or even if the animal was transferred from one home to another home, where we don't have a havla da agma, can it still be argued that the environment of the second house is what contributed to the death of the animal? Some Rishonim say it's strictly by an agam, and some say that it's not strictly by an agam, and it was transferred somewhere else. There's always an argument that could be made. It wasn't where that contributed to its death. Rav Shmeid Rav Amapater. And he again also made a sharp comment. He says, "Call dayan de loydon kaidina. Any dayan that wouldn't paskin this way, lavdina who is not a competent dayan. Learn by lemando mitchilas v'pshiva soif b'oinus potter. So certainly it's potter because at the end it was oinus, was meisik adarka. Elo fiyam mando mechayiv hocha potter. My tam daminen because he died naturally. And the malachamavus mali hocha mali hosam. The malachamavus could get this animal wherever it is." Or my Abaya, but says Abaya, the Abaya agrees to Rava, the Hadra Labay Mara, that if it was ultimately returned to the owner's home and then it died, part of my Tama, the Hadra, it was returned to where it was supposed to return, V'lekla meimer, and we don't say havel da'ag mekatla. Well, now a taka died in its owner's home, but the reason it died is because it was in the agam where it shouldn't have been. On the other hand, says the Gemara Maida Rava, the kol hecha dignav a ganav ba'agam, if a ganav stole it, umesa kedarka be'ganav, and it died in the home of the ganav, that the shomer will be chayiv. My tama, what's the reason? If it died, didn't Rava just say that the Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha Mali Hossam, says the Mardi Shafka Malach HaMavis with base the Gava Havakaima. Because if he would have left him in where it was supposed to be, it would have remained alive. And that means Amrele Ba'ila Rava, Ludidoch, the Amrit, Malach HaMavis, that you just introduced this concept, the Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha Mali Hossam, Haida Isra of Abba Bamamala of Ami. In the case of our Mishnah, where the Seicher gave it to the Shoyal, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Shomer Shemosel, Shomer Chayiv, Vishalon Vishanilei, and we explained, how could this story have ever happened? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Shomer Shemosel, Shomer Chayiv? And in order to answer that question, we explained earlier on this Amid, that's referring to a situation, Vishanosel Abal Meshus Lahashel. He was given permission. Vilemelei, why was that necessary? If it died naturally, he could have said this same svara. Mal chamavachs, mali hocha, mali hosam. Amalei, ledetchu de maisechem. According to you, that you hold shaymish masa, shaymish chayiv, because ein ritzoni shigdonim be yaracher, ikalai svilehi. You have a question, your question is a legitimate question, and that Lididi, however, Da'amina, I said, At Mahemtali Bishvur, Vahech Mamali Bishvur. As we pointed out earlier in this year, the two versions aren't identical. Lekalais V'klal, there is no question to ask. Because what happens if the animal died naturally? And who's going to make the Shvur that the animal died naturally? The original Seimer, who obviously was trusted with a Shvur, because he's the person that the owner entrusted. So there was no room for the question. We're going to learn a Mishnah later in the Masechta Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, where somebody was asked to watch an animal, and he took the animal up steep mountains, v'nafla, and it fell off the mountain, ein zeh oynes, because it's not considered oynes, it's considered a pshia. When animals go up sharp, high mountains, it's very possible that they're going to fall, and it's chayiv. But mesa kedarka, if it didn't fall off the cliff, it just died. I raise the oynes apater v'mei. But according to the svara that we've learned now on the shir that Abaye just taught us, that about the havla the agma lemalei avir the chay titla, he says that the ear on top of the mountain killed him. Just like Abaye said, the havel da agma katla. Inami, he could say, ufzer da chal katla. You walk the animal up the steep mountain, and it got exhausted, and that's what caused it to die. Answers the Gemara, hachem ha'iskinen, shehela l'mir shem ha'tayv. He took him to a place where shepherds always take the animal. It's actually a great place for animals. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're explaining the Mishnah, that Mishnah, Yochan Naflanami, if the animal was taken to such a great place, why is it considered a pshia if it fell, that the Shomer should be chayiv? Says the Gemara, because for that, Shoyel Elatakfoy, he should have held on to the animal to make sure it doesn't fall, V'loy Takfoy, and he didn't hold on to it, and that's why he's considered a pshia. Ask the Gemara, Yochi, if that's the issue, that he should have held on to the animal. And because he didn't hold on to the animal, he's considered a pshaya, emeresha, the Mishnah started also the Rosh Hitzuk of Anafla, if the animal went up by itself to the top of this steep mountain and fell off, hareza oynes, then it's considered oynes. Says the Gemara, but if we're learning now that the shomer has the responsibility to hold on to the animal tight and make sure it doesn't fall, so why don't we say he should have held on to make sure the animal doesn't fall? And for the Gemara, answers the Gemara, also, He was holding on to the animal. The tokvas of a yarda. And as he's holding on, he couldn't, he wasn't able, the animal overpowered him and fell. And therefore, he's not considered a pesheya because he did everything he could and should do. Rabbi Yossi said that if the soicher gave the animal to the shoyl and then it died by onus by a shoyl, then the shoyl has to pay the soicher. And Rabbi Yossi, as we learned in the Mishnah, was disturbed with that pshat because he said it turns out that the soicher is profiting off an animal which doesn't belong to him. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, Lok Rabbi Yossi. Amr Lei Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Dmlan, Mishmei, the Shmuel. You taught us, the Cholak Haya, Rabbi Yossi, after the Rishon, that we started learning that the Halacha is, that if the Shomer paid and didn't want to swear, that when the object that he was watching was stolen, and he's a Shomer Chinam, instead of swearing, he paid, and then the ganav is caught. The kefil goes to the shomer, and you said that Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that that's unfair, that the shomer should be profiting the kefil off somebody else's object. And you said, Cho'och kamaisai, ayin halach kamaisai. Says the Gemara, Amalei, he said, Cho'olokai Rabbi Yossi of Rishayna. Rabbi Yossi will be disagreeing in the first din of our perek, and halach kamaisa apreshayna, that's the halacha. Itma nami, says the Gemara, Amar Velazah cholakai Rabbi Yossi rafreshayna. Rabbi Yossi disagreed even with the first halacha taught in our perek, and there too, halach kamaisa apreshayna. Rabbi Yochar Amar Maida Rabbi Yossi breshayna. In that case, Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree. Why? Shikfar shilein. Once the shomer paid, so there, Rabbi Yossi agrees, if the shomer already paid, he's entitled to the kefil. Shilim in, loy shilim loy. So we're saying that the difference is, if the shomer already paid, Rabbi Yossi will agree that the shomer gets the kefil. If he didn't pay, then he wouldn't. But ask the Gemara, have we learned earlier in our parak, Vam Rab Chia, Bar Abba, Am Rab Yochanan, that when the Mishnah said that the shomer paid, it's loy shilim mamish. It's not that he actually paid. It doesn't mean that he actually paid. Ella, it's enough. Kimin sh'amar reini mishalim. He committed to pay. And now you're saying that he had to pay. Says the Gemara, not only are we going to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees to the halacha of the first Mishnah of our parak, but we're even going to say that Moide Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi agrees that if the shomer agrees to pay, if he just said Hareini Mishalim, he committed to pay, that will be enough of a situation that even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the Shomer is entitled to Kefil. So we could paskin always like Rabbi Yossi. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with the Chachamim, and the Gemara Shmuel is paskin like Rabbi Yossi. In the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi completely agrees with the Rabbanan. And since Rabbi Yossi completely agrees with Rabbanan, everybody agrees that that will be the halacha. As soon as the shomer committed to pay the kefil, he gets, if the, and then the ganef is caught, the kefil goes to the shomer.